Last week, after we spoke about the rock tape or kinology, I still can't say that word, but you know what I mean. I sort of noticed it before we had that discussion, but after we'd had it, it was amazing how many times I saw it with the Olympians on TV actually using the stuff.
Yeah, there was a fair bit around, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Especially with on arms and shoulders, I seem to notice it the most, but it's become quite popular, and I guess it works, which is really the reason that it's been used.
Yeah, there was a suggestion that it might be a little bit like a placebo too with some of the commentators, so I don't know. But anyway, something else that happened last week too was a story that came out about a study suggesting that paracetamol could have long-term effects on, if taken during pregnancy, could have long-term effects on babies up to about 7 years old, which I thought was quite incredible. I gave it a bit of airtime last week, but one of the suggestions was that it was only very early stages in the study. So should we pay any attention to the claims made last week?
Well, I guess with any research findings, it's important to delve a little bit deeper into what actually they mean rather than just, you know, going after the one-line headline that people might use in the news bulletin or something like that. And I think this is certainly a case of that. In this case, it refers to an article that was in the Journal of American Medical Association Journal in Pediatrics, and it was reporting on a study done in Bristol, at the University of Bristol in the UK. And I guess it talked about paracetamol and a possible relationship between pregnancy and behavioural problems, but when you go into it, there wasn't a great deal of evidence that actually supported that claim, I didn't think, based on looking at the actual study. I guess paracetamol, it's still one of the safest and most effective medications we can use to treat pain, and when it's used properly, it can be considered, safe for pretty much most people, including people with pregnancy, if it's used in the right doses.
Well, my advice last week when the story aired was to, you know, if you've got any doubts about any medication, in fact, while you're pregnant, you should be talking to your doctor or your pharmacist. But the American Medical Association, they obviously carry a bit of clout, so why have they come out with this?
Not really sure, to be honest. The conditions of the research were quite vague, and the questions and the findings in the study were quite vague as well. The research they were referring to was taken from a sample of mothers that was done in that registered for a study in 1991 and 1992. So, I mean, it's nearly 20 years old, the information that they're using. Admittedly, they had about 8,000 mothers enrolled in the research project, but they were basically just asking them whether they'd used paracetamol in the previous 3 months when they were either 18 weeks pregnant or 32 weeks pregnant. And then they asked them the same question again if they'd used it when their child was 5 years old. And from that, they didn't really take any information about how long they'd taken for or what doses or for what conditions or anything like that. About half of the mothers mentioned that they had actually used paracetamol, and they picked up that the result of these people, 5.6 of those mothers had reported that their kids had behavioural problems. So it was all very vague, not very scientific. So 5.6% was the amount that they were talking about.
The bit that grabbed the headlines was the fact that they were saying mothers that took paracetamol during pregnancy, their children at age 7 had developed ADHD, which I thought was a very long bow to draw. But 5.6%, is that a big enough percentage to be worried about?
Well, I think any results that are collated from memory or, you know, not necessarily a diary, as in what they actually took, are always a little bit sketchy, and there's no actual record of the doses they were taken. And they sort of didn't really hit the headlines that of the mothers who said that they hadn't actually taken paracetamol, 4.8% of those mothers also reported that their kids had behavioural difficulties as well. So 5.6 or 4.8, it's a fairly close number. So also the definition of behavioural problems was, again, subjective on what the mothers said rather than necessarily a scientific measurement or any analysis or professional evaluation of the kids in question. So it's all a bit hearsay and sort of not really sure whether or not it can be regarded as an actual scientific evidence, I don't think.
It sounds almost like a school survey rather than a rigorous scientific research project, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, I was sort of thinking, well, I'm not really sure why they've picked this out. The two things happened in conjunction with one another, but I'm not really sure they can, in my opinion at least, take a parallel from one to the other. And I guess you could say that 94% of mothers didn't have any problems with their kids after taking paracetamol. So if you look at it the other way, it's possible that, if you're in the 94%, you'd be pretty pleased with that, I would think.
I reckon. So obviously, as I said before, if you're pregnant, you should be talking to your doctor or your pharmacist about any medication you're taking, really. So should there be any concern about paracetamol?
Well, I guess, as you say, you should always be taking things in the recommended dosage for the conditions they've been proven to be helpful for. And in pregnancy, women should only take medication where the benefits actually outweigh the risks, which is something we always say to them. Paracetamol has been shown to be effective from relief of pain and fever in most people, and it is considered safe for people taking it in pregnancy if it's used intermittently and only when necessary and in the right doses. As you said before, checking with your doctor or your pharmacist is important, but paracetamol is a good option for people who need to treat pain or fever, and it's better than some of the more, I guess, powerful medications that would be an alternative to that if they really need to treat pain. So nothing is never totally 100% risk-free, but paracetamol is in the realm of the more safer drugs to take, I think.
It seems a bit of a knee-jerk reaction, really, and it reminds me of your old friend Dr. Google, doesn't it, a bit?
Yeah, he has a bit to answer for, and I think in this case, perhaps, there's been a bit of a sensationalism going on with, you know, grabbing a headline or two, but, you know, paracetamol, I think, is effective. We recommend it for a lot of people, including some pregnant women who we think will need it. And, you know, I think, as we said, as long as it's used in the right context, then it's safe to use. And it's important, I guess the message is, it's important when you do hear headlines like this, because most pregnant women are very active and very concerned about hearing things that may affect their unborn child, and they have every right to be concerned about those sorts of things, but it is important to delve into the information and make sure that you get the actual story straight rather than just getting concerned by a particular headline that may or may not be true.
And I know we say it every week, you know, if in doubt, contact or have consult with your doctor or your pharmacist, and in this situation it's probably more important rather than get carried away with the headlines.
Well, that's right, and just going back to the research and actually finding out what it is they're actually saying rather than misinterpreting what might be said, thought from a headline that comes out.
That's it. A headline's only a couple of paragraphs, and the report may be many, many pages.
And usually gone by the next day, Mark.
That's true, on the bottom of the birdcage. Yeah. Colin, thanks for your time as always today. We'll talk to you next week with another Health Matters.
Sounds good, Martin.